The government shutdown is now in its second week. You could say tomorrow it will be in its second year. Democrats take control of the House on Thursday when new lawmakers are sworn in. After meeting with President Trump yesterday, Senator Lindsey Graham said Trump agreed to slow down his planned withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. And today, Graham's colleague in the Senate, the Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, took her first formal step toward a presidential bid with the formation of an exploratory committee. Let's set the stage for the week in politics for next year with NPR. Our White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott. Happy New Year's Eve day.
Good to be with you, Robin.
Yeah. Let's start with the government shutdown. Nothing's expected to happen today or tomorrow. But when do paychecks stop?
Federal workers are paid in arrears. So the first paycheck at which those who are not being paid would actually show up is the 11th of this month.
So some pain anticipated then. Look, President Trump...
If we're still in the shutdown at that mode.
Right. Yeah, right. President Trump is still, demanding the $5 billion in funding for a border wall. Even Lindsey Graham, who we mentioned earlier, said, you know, why should Democrats say yes to that with nothing in return? But what about what this wall will actually be? The president's been tweeting out this morning, an all-concrete wall was never abandoned. He's responding, I think, to John Kelly saying that, you know, maybe it won't be a wall such as, you know, a concrete wall, but maybe it'll be see-through. What is the sense of what the president wants?
This is not the first time that the president has squabbled with his outgoing chief of staff over the shape of the wall. As he's making his exit, Kelly gave an interview to the LA Times where he said that the idea of a concrete barrier spanning the border was abandoned a long time ago, and the president's dismissing that idea. There had been an earlier spat between Kelly and Trump when Kelly said that as Homeland Security Secretary, he had had to sort of school the president on border security, and Trump rejected that notion. But it is true that Trump's ideas of what the wall should look like have morphed over time. He's talked about concrete. He's talked about see-through panels. He's talked about steel slats. Speaker-in-waiting Nancy Pelosi ridiculed the president, saying, but before he's done, he's going to have a beaded curtain.
Well, the president in his tweet also said that, I'm not going to have I'm not abandoning a concrete wall, but some Border Patrol people prefer a wall that you can see through, and that's a good idea. So a little bit of that. But what about the pullout from Syria? Senator Lindsey Graham, as we said the president's slowing down on that.
Graham is a sometimes ally of the president, but he was one of the most outspoken critics when the president abruptly announced that he was pulling all U.S. troops out of Syria. Graham said that that would be a reward for Iran. It would trigger a war between the Turks and the Kurdish allies in Syria, that it would let up the pressure on ISIS. Senator Graham is backtracking from all those criticisms after a lunchtime meeting at the White House yesterday, in which he supposedly got some assurances from the president that the withdrawal would not be precipitous. We don't know what those assurances were, but the president himself did use the word slowly today in describing the pullout in a tweet.
Look, I want to go back to the shutdown for a minute because Senator Graham also said the president might be willing to sign a border security funding deal that offers protection to the so-called dreamers. We remember when we had the immigration proposal, the plan from last year, that was in there. And a lot more money for the president to build his wall. What's the sense of this negotiation?
Yeah, that was going the proposal that was torpedoed earlier this year by the hardliners in the administration and some of their allies in the Senate would have included more money for the wall, but it also would have gone so far as to include a pathway to citizenship for the Dreamers. What Lindsey Graham floated yesterday stopped short of that. He was talking about just $5 billion for the wall and a sort of temporary reprieve from deportation for the Dreamers and some others who've been living, had sort of temporary status here in the United States. But Democrats are not taking the bait. According to a Democratic leadership aide, unless the president himself puts a proposal on the table, there's nothing to discuss because they said that the president has changed his position so many times. And, of course, we've seen that just in the last couple of weeks when Democrats thought they had a deal in place to keep the government operating through early February. And then the president, under pressure from talk radio hosts and other conservatives abruptly pulled the plug. So Democrats don't really feel like they have a reliable bargaining partner sitting across the table from them.
And just to circle back again to Chief of Staff John Kelly, today is his last work day, and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis as well. Changes at the White House.
Changes at the White House, at the Pentagon, and probably not the last we're going to see. We did see a note, though, from the Defense Secretary to the members, men and women of the military, quoting from Abraham Lincoln and urging them to sort of keep their eye on the ball.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you. And, you know, happy again New Year's Eve day to you.
Best for 2019 to you, Robin.
Yep.